In gun rights lingo, Iowa is a may state, not a shall state. That means county sheriffs may issue a permit to carry a concealed weapon to any applicant meeting requirements such as no felony record or history of violence, but they're not required to. That led to complaints over the years of varying standards from county to county. Now the legislature is making Iowa a shall state, as in the sheriff shall issue that permit if the requirements are met. Senate Judiciary Committee Chair Keith Kreiman says getting both the National Rifle Association and their critics on board was tough.
Many people have worked hard on the agreement, which I think will advance the cause of public safety and our Second Amendment rights.
But as with any compromise, there was plenty not to like, and that was reflected in the two-hour debate. Gun owners will get a permit for a full 5 years, not just one, and it will be easier to appeal a denial. But new training requirements will kick in at renewal time, and sheriffs can deny a permit if there's documented evidence pointing to likely misuse of the weapon. For gun rights advocate Bettendorf Republican David Hartsuch, that's just mucking things up. He wants a law like Vermont's, where you don't need a permit at all to carry a concealed firearm.
Vermont has the lowest crime rate of any of these states. And yet they have a Vermont-style carry bill.
On the NRA side, the bill spells out that gun owners don't have to list their weapons, but making false applications will still be a felony, and who gets a permit will remain a public record. That wasn't enough to get the Sheriffs and Deputies Association to sign on. A senator who's a sheriff's deputy in his day job, Democrat Steve Sodders of Marshall County, says if gun owners are unhappy, there's always the next election.
People who have concerns about a sheriff if they're not issuing enough concealed weapons permits can run for sheriff or can get somebody to run against them.
In the end, though, both the Democratic sheriff's deputy and the Bettendorf Republican who likes Vermont's law voted for the bill, along with almost everyone else. The vote was 44-4. Iowa City Democrat Joe Bolcom voted no. He says the current system is working, but he says the new training requirements led many Democrats to vote yes.
Currently, there's no requirement that somebody actually have training in how to safely use a firearm.
At least not when someone applies to renew a permit. Senate Majority Leader Mike Gronstahl says having consistency from county to county was a winning issue for Democrats. Meanwhile, House leaders are predicting passage as early as today. A spokesman for the governor's staff says they're monitoring the bill. At the State House, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.